Donald Trump, meet Justin Trudeau. Canada's progressive prime minister spoke by phone to our president-elect. Let's find out what happened. Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer, welcome.
Welcome. Good to be back. It's a strong beginning, our prime minister said. He had a nifty chat with Donald Trump, and we're off to a good start.
Nifty.
Yeah. There you go. Well, I mean, look, everybody's calling the president to congratulate him or the president-elect to congratulate him. And if Obama can be as gracious as he's been, I guess our prime minister can be, too. We're going to have to deal with the guy whether we like it or not. That's the way it works.
Right. So they chatted about a few things, and I was surprised to hear, did I hear Trudeau say that Canada is ready to talk about opening up the NAFTA trade agreement?
I'm not sure why he did that. Our ambassador to Washington, D.C., David McNaughton, said the same thing. I mean, look, Trump said he's going to try to reopen NAFTA, and it's pretty high on his agenda, so we know to expect it, but I'm not 100% sure that it was all that good to say, well, you know, we're open to the idea, because I can't imagine that the president-elect is thinking of opening it to our advantage. Although I think most of the concerns he's expressed are with Mexico rather than Canada. Our Canada-U.S. trade, we have a slight trade surplus at the moment, but it is not huge. Trade between the two countries is, you know, all approaching $1 billion, so it's a big deal, but it's a little more even than the concerns that the president-elect has raised about Mexico.
Prime Minister Trudeau seems very interested in attacking climate change. President-elect Trump has said he'll withdraw from the Paris greenhouse gas reduction agreement. He's got no plans for any kind of carbon pricing. Does that change anything Canada does?
Well, our Prime Minister Trudeau says it doesn't, but I think, you know, it does raise a concern here in terms of competitive advantages. If the price of goods manufactured in Canada and the Canadian economy is going to have a carbon tax or some kind of carbon pricing scheme, and our competitors south of the border don't have that, and if Trump also goes ahead with his plans to reduce taxes, corporate taxes in the States, there is going to be an economic issue that our government is going to have to deal with at some point. So it's all very well to say nothing's changed for Canada on the climate front, but in the terms of economic competitiveness, I think this is an issue that the Canadian government's going to have to revisit once we see exactly what Trump is going to do. And as you know, he has been somewhat flexible in discussing what he is going to do over the last few days.
Right. Trump has said that he would approve the Keystone XL pipeline from Canada. Is Canada so environmentally active? Is Canada moving ahead with oil pipelines in general?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Our natural resources minister spoke on that issue yesterday, and the thing that was put to him was, if Trump reactivates the Keystone pipeline, is Canada going to need to build to expand its own pipeline network, as there is discussions of doing, of either building a new pipeline to the East Coast or a pipeline to the West Coast to Vancouver? And our natural resource minister, Jim Carr, said, yes, it would be very nice if Trump goes ahead with the Keystone, because the Canadian government supports that, but the Canadian government's long-term plan is to get Canadian oil to Tidewater so we can diversify the buyers of our products, so we're not so dependent on the United States. So Canadian government wants to get a pipeline to the West Coast and start selling oil to Asian markets, the East Coast, and have that oil available to sell to other markets as well. So the Canadian government is still expected to announce approval of the twinning of the existing pipeline from Alberta through to the Port of Vancouver, the Kinder Morgan pipeline, announce the twinning of that, approval of it, with conditions very later this month or early next.
Vaughn, we've got a minute left, and you know, last week we talked about anti-Trump Americans moving to Canada. Some people in Washington, Oregon, California want to become part of Canada.
Yeah, interesting. There's been talk of this before, you know, Ecotopia, the idea of the Pacific Northwest and British Columbia kind of forming a different outlook on the world. But didn't you folks fight a war once over the attempt from some states
to secede?
It's not exactly a peaceful transition, as I recall.
I recall the same. So maybe we're not future countrymen, Vaughn?
I'd be surprised if that's in the cards. I don't think either country would really go for that. But there's a book about this, written about 40 years ago. A guy named Ernest Kallenbach wrote a book called Ecotopia, which is about a utopia in the Pacific Northwest, Northern California, which is environmentally sensitive and green and all those other wonderful things.
Right.
I don't know, you may be able to find a copy at your local public library. I remember reading it a long time ago. It's not a bad read. It's kind of an interesting story.
Ecotopia. We got to go. Sun columnist Von Palmer, thank you.